So, slide number 8. It could equally as effectively be Jane Christ is Lord, Stephanie Christ is Lord, Michael Christ is Lord, Caroline Christ is Lord, Richard Christ is Lord, Angie Christ is Lord, any one of you. The question is whether or not you're at that level of consciousness, and that's it. And Teresa of Avila, one of the great saints and a great mystic, an extraordinary mystic, I heartily recommend Caroline Macy's take on her work, because Teresa's interior castle is really hard to read. Apart from the fact that she was hiding herself inside it, you have to be really, really astute to get through all the, oh, I'm a weak and feeble woman, what do I know? That she has to keep writing to avoid the Inquisition tying her to a stake and setting her up in flames. But it is still in there. But Caroline Mace has done an extraordinary book called Entering the Castle, which goes through all the levels of the Tree of Life and tells us how we respond to each one of them. But Teresa's saying is extraordinary, incredibly powerful, and really difficult to achieve. So I will read it because it is so beautiful. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. And if you can take that in, the responsibility in that is utterly huge. But you can do it. Even if it's only for a second, you can do it. A simple act of kindness usually will put you close to that belief, to that level. Can't stay there, but it'll get you there. So slide number 9. Christian Kabbalah and Jewish Kabbalah come at the Tree of Life from two different sides, for fairly obvious reasons when we look at it. But they're just those two obvious readings, again, tell us so much about why we've got the Christ story, how we may have got it wrong, and how good Judaism is at its root. This beautiful picture that you can see here is in the Lady Chapel of Westminster Abbey in London. And it shows Mary on the left and John on the right with Jesus on the Tree of Life. And you'll see that there's four levels there. There's the physical world at the bottom. There's the psychological world with Jesus at the top of it, in the centre of the spiritual world, which is also blue. And at the top of that, you'll see too that there is a tree. So whoever built this knows perfectly well what they're talking about. There's four worlds represented there. And moving on to slide number 10. Christian tradition looks at the Tree of Life as if it's looking back at you. The Jewish tradition looks at the Tree of Life as if it's the backside of God. And that's not disrespectful, because in the Hebrew tradition we're told that you cannot see the face of God and live. Well, that doesn't mean to say you're going to blow up if you see the face of God. It just simply means that if you're looking at the face of God, you think you're separate. Because we only look at the faces of people who aren't us, unless we're looking in a mirror. So, okay, it can be a mirror that you're looking at, but that can also be horribly misunderstood as if it is God as a separate being looking back at you. So the Jewish tradition will tell you that no one has seen God at any time because you're part of God. You can't see something that is external to you. If you only believe in God the transcendent, you will see something external. But if you believe in God the immanent, you can't see God as something separate. There's a Buddhist saying which says, if you see the Buddha on the road, kill him. Which basically means the same thing. If you see the Buddha, you're regarding the Buddha as being separate from you, and you've lost the plot of trying to be the living image of God, the child of God, representing God in the world. As Christian tradition tends to say Jesus is God, we can see the face of God. And on slide number 11, I've gone back to the idea of Jesus Christ is Lord. That's Kurios. God is Theos. So there's a distinct difference in that. The Tree of Life on slide number 11 is showing Jesus and the 12 disciples all looking out to us on an icon. It's still got Jesus on the tree of life, and that's fair enough. And if you can look through Jesus to God, then we're doing okay. But of course, what we've got mostly with Jesus is the great image of Jesus behind the altar in a church, which was looking out at us, which was still kind of okay because we were looking at Christ in a church, and the priest was also looking at Christ in the church. So maybe Christ was mirroring back the divine to us through the images, which is fine. But now, of course, in churches, we've got the priest facing the congregation, which is a block to the divine, because you're looking at the priest rather than looking beyond the priest. And the idea is that we're all meant to form a kind of a vessel, a vortex, to all be approaching God together. But of course, the priest facing us does exactly the opposite. It sort of blocks us. We're looking at the priest instead of through to God.